So I talked to Evan. He doesn't need any medical, but he said you should not honk on me while I'm driving, while I'm riding my scooter in the bus lane. But he was not in front of me. He was the side, so I honk on him. That's why he gets scared and he just jumped out of the scooter. So what do you want me to do next? Wait for a supervisor?
Okay, is it a kid that did this or an adult?
I asked him if he needed medical. He said no, so.
Yeah, is it a kid, though, that did this or an adult?
I didn't get you. What do you mean?
Was this a child or was this an adult person?
He's an adult.
Okay, and is he still there with you or did he take off?
I think his friend is trying to call TriMet or the police or whatever, so I'm waiting here. Maybe you can send the supervisor.
Yeah, we're going to definitely send a supervisor kind of to sort this whole thing out. So just wait there. Wait for the supervisor or anybody else to show up. I'm glad you don't see any injuries or anything on him.
Yeah, he said he's fine, so I don't know.
Okay, yep, just send me a ready for service once you've made contact with the supervisor, and we'll kind of give you some more info at that point, okay?
All right, copy that.
Okay, and I want to clarify, too, this person just fell over when you honked, correct, onto the ground like they fell? 9474.
Yeah, I'm talking with the witness. He's like, it's not your fault. He just fell down because he lost his balance. You know, that's it.
Okay, so he lost his balance and fell down. Okay, got it. So he did fall onto the ground. Go ahead and talk to the witness. Like I said, supervisor's headed your way. You can send me a ready for service when you talk to the supervisor.
All right, thank you.
You are welcome. I hope you have a great rest of your day.